I'm so thankful for God's love this morning. And I'm reminded that the love of God is not quite like the love we might have for one another. And oftentimes we think that it's going to take a long time before God is able to work in our lives once we come to Him or are surrendered to Him. But the truth is, while He's waiting for us to come, once we're with Him, the wait is over. He wants to give His presence. Yes. He wants to give good gifts to those who are His children. Hallelujah. It reminds me of the story of the prodigal son. There the father was waiting at the road, but once he saw his son coming, that act of repentance, that act of surrender, that act of humility and coming home was welcomed greatly by the prodigal son's father. And immediately he was given the gifts and the privileges of a son. And so this morning I'm reminded of that, because we often think that, and I believe it's a thought that the enemy often tries to put in people's minds, that it's going to take too long to see changes in our lives. And that's part of the reason why we neglect coming to Christ sooner. And yet, God works often very quickly once we're surrendered to Him and come to Him as our Lord and our Savior and Master of our lives. Brother Ernie mentioned yesterday, some may just be here for a day and some for a week or some for two. Some have been here the whole summer. But even if it's just for a period, God can work very quickly in 14 days.
Yes.
He can do a lot in 14 days.
Yes, Lord.
In fact, it was at this camp that my dad received a dream from the Lord that was part of what caused him to start our church, House on the Rock Church. And just that encounter with God through that dream made a big difference in his life, in our family's life, in our church, in our community, because God met him right here at Pilgrim Camp. It was at Pilgrim Camp, as a faithful, that I gave my heart to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Just one night, during one period, God convicted me of sin and showed me His love and brought me to Himself. It was another period in my 20s where God called me to ministry right here at Pilgrim Camp. And so I know that God can do great things in a quick time, because His love is so great, it has no bounds.
Amen.
And He desires to pour out. I'll give you one more if I can. A few years ago I was here as a guest and I spoke briefly, and after the service a woman came to me who I saw in the meeting but didn't know who she was. She said, "You know, I'm only here for one meeting, for one night, but what you spoke about reminded me of my son who hasn't been following the Lord, and he lives in New York City, even though I live in another state. Would I be able to get your number and give it to him?"
Yes.
And she took my number, and sure enough, her son and I talked to each other, and I was able to pray with him, encourage him, and for about a year, he would travel from Manhattan to our church as the Lord was working in his life. And she had come here for that one meeting that night because she was at the end of her rope, not knowing what to do with her son. And yet, in one meeting, God opened the door for her and her family and for her son. So I know God works a quick work. And our job is simply to surrender, humble ourselves, have faith that He loves us and wants to work in us, and watch Him do what only He can do.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, to be like Thee, oh, to be like Thee, blessed
to be loved.
some of the staff.
Stay.
to know your love, dear Lord, to know your will and your ways, dear Lord. Hallelujah, dear Lord, it's the greatest thing. Oh Lord, to know you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, that I might love you, dear Lord, that we might know you. Dear Lord Jesus, this one thing. Dear Lord, we desire for you, that we might know you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, thank you, Father God. Thank you for the opportunity that you give us every day to come and praise you, Father.
Yes, sir.
You are worthy. Yes, you're so gracefulness. Yes, Father Lord. God, I ask that you soften the hearts of every camper that comes through these gates today, tomorrow. When they come in, that they come in one way and leave another, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And when they go home, that they have the fire that you put into their hearts and they could spread it out amongst their families, Father. Father God, I thank you for being the Father, the faithful Father that you are. And you leave no sheep behind, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your son, I pray.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, let there be an answer. Oh, God, an abundant answer to this prayer. Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we ask it. In Jesus' name we pray. I don't know if every one of you knows Sarah and Kalani, her husband. They serve the Lord in Africa. And they are with an organization that tries to reach those that are the most impoverished, the most needy. And Kalani travels around to villages and helps with trying to get them water supply or the mechanism for learning to irrigate or dig and plant and where it's possible to do that. And minister to their temporal needs where it can be done and where they have the wherewithal, but also to minister spiritually to them. Many of them don't know Jesus, and he brings the gospel to places where most people would ever go. And so they're stationed, and there it's in Zimbabwe, in Africa. And as Sister Mariella said, they need rain now. They need rain. And it's harvest, and no harvest, no rain, no good harvest. It's and fires, and yeah. So we want to pray for them, that the Lord will watch over them and stretch out his hand to just undertake for the concern and for the need. Dear Jesus, we pray this morning, Lord, that we might reach the throne of grace, Lord, and you would send help from the sanctuary right to Kalani and Sarah and that region that they are in right now that are being threatened with fires. You know the needs that there are, the many needs that there are, Lord, and we pray that you will undertake, dear Lord, in your sovereign way, Lord, that you'll stretch your hand out, that you'll send rain again, that you'll answer prayer. Dear Lord, as only you can and you know how, Lord, we pray that there will be answers to prayer and that help will be given and they'll be spared of devastation. Lord Jesus, hold your hand over at this time, that work, that field. We ask it in Jesus' name and for your glory and honor we pray. Thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Amen. The song that we heard sung to us
I was surprised you came up with your hymn books, those of you that are on staff, because you should have come or could have come up with one of these, the staff devotional. Because the first Sunday, that's today, the first Sunday's reading from the camp devotional, staff devotional booklet, is Praise Him, Jesus, our Blessed Redeemer. And the verses you sang and the chorus are, that's it. The whole thing is right here. And this devotional guide, and if you are not a staff member, staff members, you got one. Whether you wanted one or not, you got it. And you'll be reading one every day, a reading for every day, and it won't be a song every day. There'll be something else for you to remind yourself of praising the Lord and something to do with praising the Lord. But if you're a guest or you haven't gotten one of these, they are available to all of you. And so it really shouldn't be that you have to go through the week without reading what the staff is reading, and maybe spend time yourself, make this your devotional or add it to your devotions, and you'll be enriched and blessed. And I don't know what Brother Keith is going to want to do with these and how carefully he'll call your attention to them, but they're available. I don't know if they're on the little table. I think on both sides as you come and go, you can pick one of these up. And if not here now, they certainly will be here tonight. Okay, so don't forget and pick that up. Also, just a couple of announcements that today after the meeting, there will be one bell, and that bell will be at 12:30. That's for your dinner. So come at 12:30 to eat. And then staff, all the staff, right after lunch, dinner, in the children's dining room, so not where we're appreciably seated, but in the other side, you have a little meeting. It's a required Department of Health meeting, and so you have to be there for that. So right after lunch today in the main dining room, don't leave when you finish eating, but make your way over, and you'll have that staff meeting together. Then this afternoon at 4 p.m., if there are those of you that are free and don't need a nap and would like to go to a prayer meeting, not to take a nap, but just to pray. But if you want to come together at 4 p.m. this afternoon, I don't know if we'll be in this room or the prayer room, but we'll be somewhere in the lodge. 4 o'clock till 5, an hour we'll spend in prayer and just look to the Lord. And most of that meeting, I'm assuming, is going to be spent on remembering those that are coming to camp, and maybe those that have left and just recently been to camp, that the Lord will watch over and keep, and the Lord will prepare. And so give ourselves in that hour to prayer if you'd like to come and join us. And then this evening, communion service at 7:30. Tonight, communion service, so keep that also in mind. I think that's all the announcements that I need to make. Let's sing together 462. And we're going to take an offering this morning. Maybe you didn't come prepared to give an offering. There's only one that's taken at camp during the course of the week. That's this morning, Sunday morning. And the camp uses that offering to help children get to camp the following year. And it's called the Camp Children's Camp Fund. So you can give accordingly, and perhaps you're not prepared but would like to contribute to that offering, stop by the office or see Brother Paul and anytime you'd like to. But as we sing, let's stand together and take our offering as we sing.
Springs of living water did arise. Hallelujah.